With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Memorial Day weekend is here, and national and state lands in South Dakota are open to the public. Park officials expect many visitors will head outside to go camping this weekend. It's hard to predict what this year's summer tourism season will look like, but holiday weekends are usually busy. Scott Simpson is the director of Parks and Recreation for the Game, Fish and Parks Department. He says while state parks have remained open, there are some pandemic-related changes.
Probably not going to be the same experience as we've had in previous years. You know, we're reducing staff a little bit just to reduce that interaction and make sure that we're, you know, spending the time, making sure that the facilities are clean and those kinds of things. So it's just a work in progress for us, but in the next couple of weeks, we should be back to 100%.
Simpson says some visitor centers are still closed. Despite that, he says there were more than 500,000 visitors in April. That's a record number for the month. The Black Hills National Forest put restrictions into place in April. The National Forest is now open to the public. Ty Gerbrot is the operations manager for the company that manages most of the National Forest. She expects a high number of visitors.
I think we're going to have a lot of activity. Our campsites are spaced well, and our site occupancy of 8 lends itself perfectly to the COVID-19 rules of social distancing and that kind of thing. We're thinking that we're going to have a lot of people out this Memorial Day trying to get out because everybody's been in and nothing's open.
Gerbrot says reservations for the weekend are already full, but first-come, first-served campsites may be available. Groups around the state are adjusting Memorial Day celebrations to adhere to CDC guidelines. Governor Kristi Noem shares some ways communities are adapting.
Some are social distancing in their vehicles at parks or at veterans memorials. Some are limiting the amount of people that can come in, and some are live streaming them as well.
Noem says she's not aware of any memorial events dedicated to veterans who've died from COVID-19. Some cemeteries are setting out extra flags and temporary flower vases so that visitors can limit their contact with staff. South Dakota's unemployment rate hit 10% in April. It was 3% before the pandemic. New economic data shows about 3,800 South Dakotans filed initial unemployment claims last week. That's down from the previous week, but it pushes the total number of claims to more than 47,000 since mid-March. Governor Kristi Noem says South Dakota's unemployment situation is better than many other states, but she says it's still disheartening.
It's historic in the very worst way. I think it could be record unemployment numbers for the state of South Dakota that we've seen since the Great Depression. And back then, we didn't even record unemployment numbers the way that is done in modern days.
About 23,000 people are currently getting benefits. The balance in the state's unemployment trust fund has dropped from $132 million to $99 million during the past 2 months. One of the state's largest nursing homes has tested all of its residents and staff for COVID-19. It's part of a health department plan to test every long-term care resident and employee, starting in communities with significant spread of the virus. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more on the process.
Jenkins Living Center in Watertown has more than 250 employees and 130 residents. It has not had a positive COVID-19 case confirmed in the nursing home, but is in Cottington County, which has significant community spread. Lauren Diekman is the administrator of Jenkins Living Center. Diekman says the facility's social workers immediately sent out consent forms to residents and their families.
Family members were very understanding and cooperative. I think we had one family member that said, "I'm not sure I want my resident to have that test." And then after we talked about it and explained it, they changed their mind. So we had 100% participation between both residents and staff.
Nurses from the nearby hospital helped collect test samples earlier this week. Diekman says long-term care facilities are directed to work with hospital or independent labs to get the necessary testing supplies.
Here in Watertown, being in a little larger community with a key hospital in the state here at Prairie Lakes, it just worked out very smoothly.
Diekman says none of the residents or staff have shown symptoms, and any confirmed cases would be from asymptomatic carriers. He expects to learn the test results in a few days. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
A Canadian company has built the first piece of the disputed Keystone XL oil sands pipeline across the U.S. border and started work on labor camps in Montana and South Dakota. However, TC Energy has not resolved a recent courtroom setback that canceled a key permit and would make it much harder to complete the $8 billion project. The 1,200-mile pipeline from Alberta to Nebraska was stalled for much of the past decade before President Donald Trump was elected and began trying to push it through completion. Environmentalists and Native American tribes are opposed to it because of worries over oil spills and that burning the fuel would make climate change worse.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.